Welcome to Jock Trap, the new podcast that does not have any sort of opening tagline pre-written. And yeah, I'm not going to try and sell you on anything or tell you what this is going to be. You can listen and find out, or you can turn it off right now.
Yeah, you're doing a great job.
Fans of Queering the Guillotine probably are more than elated that these familiar fucking voices are back on the air.
Right, I didn't even think about that.
With even less thoughts about...
less coherency.
Less coherency, less representation focused.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. The diversity loss that is Queering the Guillotine to Jock Trap.
Yeah,
oh, we're talking loss. About representation, but not... Yeah. Very favorably.
And that's weird because I thought all representation was good. But I think we'll get to that.
We'll get to that. Yeah.
So, if you are the mythical, non-existent Queering the Guillotine fan, then you really recognize two voices and not the furred, faggier little one. Unless you're a real fan and you listen to the episode about Mad K with our guest.
Okay, emphasis on little.
Right.
We can talk about.
I want to see how I'm treated.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Except none of that will help you because none of us are going by the same names because none of us are fully sure how much we want this to play into our pre-existing brands.
Okay, well, I'm going by the same name because I've been consistent with my life.
And also, I would theoretically have to then cut everything we just said if we actually care, because people would be like, oh, Queering the Guillotine. Well, that's not, I don't think you can listen to that anymore. I think
it's lost off. Media.
It's lost media.
Yeah. We would just have to delete the Twitter that probably still links to us.
Yeah. Or any of our listeners in like Europe who like downloaded the episode to their phone and never deleted it. They still have, they have the last remaining copies.
Gabbana from Drag Race Belgium definitely is
no
hoarding
Queering the
hoarding
Guillotine,
Queering the Guillotine episodes on her iPhone 7.
Mm-hmm.
Well, with all of that said, we can go ahead and at least introduce ourselves. My name is Frey. That's F-R-E-Y.
Go ahead.
Someone going to ask me about my name or what?
Oh, right. What?
Ask about your name?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I'm not explaining mine.
No, but the bit was that, okay. So, interesting name. What?
How hot is it?
What's going on there?
Prince Freyador Falenas of Ginzo Suikoden 5, duh. It also rhymes with
Koden Kudasai. We haven't even talked about Juseo. Oh my
it's
god.
It's getting transracial.
Bitch.
There's so many like ethnogeographical
the
like,
literal
the boundaries being traversed. She's frontiering new racial theories. Yeah, something
the literal international implications that she has.
I'm actually happy for her though.
Yeah.
Who the fuck is her?
I just want to know.
Yeah.
Devin, hello. What's her name?
I don't
know. Devin something.
Devin something on TikTok. Did you ever see any of the ones where she got the ones that really some of us have been following her long before, because some of us follow all the dolls for gender envy purposes.
Right.
But basically, she like is this trans girl who went to Japan infamously and was recording TikToks being with vocab words that she learned, like holding up rice and being like, Gohan kudasai, Gohan kudasai, Sushi kudasai.
The thing is like...
Kudasai.
Yeah, but it's not just a video of her doing that. She's holding her infamous... Seven foot long selfie stick.
Yeah, always.
And like walking cuntily through the streets of Tokyo doing this.
Because her MO before this would be to hold that damn selfie stick and she would walk around wherever the hell she was and go, doll check in, doll check in. Today, dolls are getting what they want and not accepting apologies. Mm-hmm. doll check in, like, but now she's it's become deeply racially charged. Yeah. But she's been hugely embraced, and there are like crowds of Japanese people in the background of her videos being like, kudasai,
yeah.
kudasai.
Like, they're literally like doing meet and greets with her. She literally
meet and greet.
Like went on vacation to Japan and now is like the people's princess.
Yes. And now she's hit Korea.
Yeah, she's in Korea now and it's the same thing is happening. And I'm so proud to see it. I'm a hater and I like was trying to find a downside to it.
Yeah.
And I kind of just like have no hate in my heart for this situation.
Yeah.
So that's a first.
Well, to bring it back to me.
Right. Why did we bring it up?
I will also point out that Frey rhymes with slay.
No relation.
No relation.
But now to go back to what you all were saying. Speaking of irrelevant trans girls, which one of you wants to introduce yourself first?
Oh. Yeah, go ahead.
My name is Bree. And if I explain the name, then it's defeating the purpose
right. And
will dox me. So, but if you know, you know. I think that people, that's the thing. With this, and as I've spoken about with my future other creative projects in different mediums or whatever, I'm doing both, like, using a name that isn't, like, connectable by one degree. But if you know, you know, and if you have any sort of, I mean, the things that people are pulling off to dox people, they won't have to try hard with me. And I'm kind of like, well, what the fuck do I have to hide anyway? Like, I've never, I've had such the meagerest little excuse for a platform ever. And I have no money for anyone to steal. So
yeah,
if they want my debt, they can dox me and hack me and take my debt on, put that on their shoulders.
If they want the 40 Wendy's bags at the bottom of my car.
Listen, some of us, it used to be the case.
Yeah.
Not no longer. Right.
Okay.
Did I tell you about the time that a cop literally clocked me regarding
that?
He
reached his hand in and grabbed a chicken nugget from the floor?
Damn near, because I was at a routine, what's it called, where they set up like a checkpoint. They were searching for God knows who. I got pulled aside because my car was a black sedan, which is
what they were looking for.
They were looking for someone was on the lam.
Oh, I thought a checkpoint. I mean, that makes sense. But I thought you meant like a checkpoint where they were like breathalyzing you.
No, it was they were on the hunt.
Okay.
Someone was at large. And then when they pulled me over,
he said, definitely.
Yeah, they were like, all right, well, someone else is at large.
How large are we talking? he radioed in on his like little thing on his chest.
Literally.
Like, okay, go on.
No, and that is basically what he said, because part of why he pulled me over is because at the time, my front license plate was in the floor of my car in the back because I had been in an accident where my license plate had been torn asunder.
Yeah.
To shreds. I fetched it off the road and kept it in the floor of my back seat to address at some later point, meaning I never did. Well, no, it was like years later until when I finally got an actual ticket for it is when I actually addressed.
And that's how it goes.
Not having a front license plate. Sore, they pulled me over and they were just like, oh, you need that. Get that front license plate fixed, girl. And well, no, he didn't. He did not say girl. He sure didn't say
that.
Yeah,
he was clocking.
Sir.
He was clocking immediately.
And I was like, oh, yeah, I have it. I have it. It's in the back seat. I just haven't got it fixed. This motherfucker glances through my rear, like back driver's side window.
It's already funny.
And all he says is... see a lot of fast food bags back there, so I don't, as an under those or whatever, like some variation of that. He definitely said,
yeah.
Oh, I just see a lot of fast food bags back there.
Mm-hmm.
And I just go, right. Like,
he said, do you have a search warrant? Like,
no, for real. And no, at that point, what I probably literally did. I'm sure I was in such a state of panic that any of this was happening at all, that what I probably literally said was like, it's probably under there. Do you want me to go? And he was like, no, go on. Like he was over it. He read me and now he wanted me to keep it
it's
pumping.
It's like, he saw your life and he wasn't interested in it. Like,
yeah.
He wasn't interested in taking it.
Yeah. He said, get this fat faggot out of my sight so that we can find the goddamn culprit. The killer
Little
is
did
on the
they
loose.
They know that you were the culprit, but yeah. Okay, well, I'm Bex, and I have nothing else to say about that.
Yeah. You have no origin.
I literally have no origin. I have no vibe. I have a rock in my shoe. Right, so.
So we're opening the podcast with humility.
Yeah.
I'm being humble and humiliated.
That was my idea. Yeah, I kind of had the idea. Like, on the first episode, should we just, like, go around and post L's real quick? I think you just did, but.
I just did.
Well, you go second.
Oh, okay. Well, that's the thing is, like, there's so many for me to choose from. I'm not sure. I did think of one earlier, but now I'm blanking on it. It was something about college. Something which is, like, yeah, trauma, but.
It's a hot button issue in this household.
Yeah.
Higher education.
I don't know. Can you think of something?
I have a hard time thinking of things that were, like, loser moments for me. I don't have a lot of L's to post.
Oh, right.
Right.
I guess I'll say that earlier this year, I submitted some poems to literary magazines, and they got rejected.
Oh, right.
And I guess that was an L, but they've been taken since.
Oh,
right.
Right.
I'm not humble.
You're not naming them?
No.
Okay.
So less L's, more delayed W's.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I guess if we want to talk about bad things in my life, you talked about appointments earlier. I made an appointment in 2 weeks to go to the dentist about my lower left side of my teeth hurting. And I don't know what that's about.
Yeah, well, I'm going to the dentist too.
That's an L if I ever heard one.
Oh.
Yeah.
I was going to say, I guess I did have more to say about my intro, which is that I probably have the biggest platform here in the room, to which all will be addressed at some point. I have a lot to say to that platform.
Right.
And about that platform.
Biggest platform, skinniest waist.
Literally.
Are we doxing that platform yet or not yet?
Face.
Well, again, it's kind of like if you know, you know.
Yeah, if you know, you know. If you're listening to this, you're probably. I'm debating, so we'll see.
There's only so many Bexes.
Yeah, right. There's only so many hot, sexy, talented. Yeah. Okay, well, fuck the L thing. I don't know. I can't think of anything. I'm like, oh my god, guys, tell me your most embarrassing story, and then I'm like, literally. Oh, I can't think of something. Bye.
No, wait, I don't have any. Oh my god, oops.
Okay, I think we should celebrate ourselves here, especially.
Oh, okay, yeah, we should uplift each other.
I think this is a positive space.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, we'll see how positive it gets. Speaking of,
with regards to ourselves, not other people.
Oh, right. Okay, well, speaking of positive,
your test results.
No, I was about to say, well, what about the time I got chlamydia?
Right. Which time?
It was once. Watch it. Yeah, it was once. And, well, not to be graphic, but.
But you were watching Hellraiser.
Oh, my God. Okay, don't.
Let me not tell your story.
Literally, the fact that. Yeah, you recall that is.
I think of it all the time.
Okay. The story is. I fucked him. I was topping.
That was your first mistake.
That was the crazy part. Okay?
See?
No, it's not that crazy. But he was like a TO.
What does that stand for?
It's like an uncle.
I thought
it wasn't,
you said,
an acronym.
I thought the acronym was TO, like a top optimist.
Yeah, yeah. He was
no
I was top optometrist. Okay, so anyway, so he said he could.
Oh my god!
So this is crazy. He said he could host, but the hosting was an open house.
Oh,
like a house that was open. How do I?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Like it was
right.
For sale, and it was an open house.
Oh my god!
And so we had sex on the floor on the second
oh
floor with no, there was no furniture in the house.
Work.
So it was like on the floor.
Was he a realtor? Or did he just know of a house he had access to?
And that is the mystery that plagues me to this day. I don't think he was a realtor. He didn't seem so. He seemed, you know, kind of... He seemed not... he didn't have the realtor look. You know, let's say that.
Well, and you did go in via a ladder into the second floor window.
Yeah, yeah. And there was, like, screaming, like, and clawing. And there was, like, some padlocked, like, I don't know. So, yeah, whatever. A couple days later, I'm, like, watching Hellraiser.
Infamously.
For the first time. I hadn't seen it. I mean, but I was, like, 20 at the time. And I was watching Hellraiser.
And then art imitated life.
Truly.
And vice versa.
I felt suffering for the first time. True suffering. Okay, this is like graphic. I mean, it's not graphic, but it's I mean, I don't know. How I feel like I'm going to be talking about my penis a lot.
Who is it?
Well, I mean, I don't have it anymore, but.
Right. I mean, none of us right. do. Right. So. These are like fading memories. Yeah.
It's like a remembrance, like memorial thing. I was aroused by the film.
Okay? I mean, it's a hot film. No, we all
because
love
that Frank. Guy is hot.
That guy is hot.
He's
in Hellraiser.
He's fucking hot.
There's no one who would say otherwise.
Yeah, he's hot. And
well, except for the scenes where it's like the beginning and he still like has all his skin. Then I was just kind of like, oh, whatever. But later, when he comes back.
When he's like a pile of goo.
And he's ookie gookie. Yeah. That's when I was like, oh.
No. Certainly not. But no. He was.
No, but he was hot.
He was hot. And like, there's like, you know, scenes of him like having like sweaty sex. And like, and then of course, there's like a BDSM element to it. Whatever. Like, he's like getting ripped. His skin is getting ripped off and like whatever. Sue me.
It's an arousing film series.
I mean, like, genuinely, I thought, like, I clicked on the porn parody, you know? Like, I thought it was, like, it was good.
Hellgazer.
Yeah, yeah, Hellraiser. Yeah, good one. Okay, so, Gazer.
Because it was a gay porn parody.
Oh, there was a woman there, but she was a handsome woman.
Yeah.
So trust.
Yeah. It was Manila Luzon.
Yeah, Manila Luzon was there. Okay, so whatever. And like, and I still am like, you know, is this, how can this be a symptom? But it was that, like, you know, if you have that infection, that specific infection, getting hard hurts. You know? And I thought, like, okay.
Penis
hort, like, weird. I don't know. Like, yeah. I don't know what I was thinking. It kind of was just like, okay. Well, who hasn't, like, you know, pulled the patch through the paint? You know? Like, sometimes stuff is just going on.
Sometimes penis hort, balls hurt.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
you're just like whatever.
It's fine. So I was just like, okay, I don't know, whatever. But then I just started being like, okay, well, I have to pee. So I went to the bathroom and peed. And then I was like, I'm not kidding. I literally peed and I went back into my room. Like, the bathroom is across from my room. I went back into my room and immediately had to pee again. Like, full bladder felt like I had to pee again. And I was like, oh, that's really weird. And I thought, like, maybe something is going on, like, the bases and the acids, you know.
What?
I'm trying to be subtle here.
Oh.
Like, sometimes, like, the tubes that go on within these certain organs, like, they have some liquids that are base and some liquids that are acid.
This is beyond my scope of knowledge.
Okay. Well, she never went to first grade chemistry.
No.
I don't know. Like, sometimes, like, the cum, like, okay, well, cum is a base, and because the pee is acidic, so it can cut through it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just like, I don't know if like that was like something, like, I don't know. I just was like.
Like, when you have to pee after masturbating and there's like a little bit of everything.
Yeah, and like it kind of comes out not right.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Okay, whatever.
No, but this is what we're getting to, though, because I...
graphic, but...
No, I know, and I didn't even know that this is where the direction we were going
to
go
well,
with this first episode.
Speak my truth.
But I'm about to get into it because I need to... I literally am on the edge of my seat. I need to know what kind of discharge, what color...
Okay. Oh, okay.
Because I have thoughts about discharge.
Okay. So, basically...
And experience.
Did you want to chime in, or...
I'm content listening to this story.
Okay, great. So, basically... I just thought, like, okay, whatever, I don't know, something just weird is going on.
Sure.
So I go back and, like, I have to pee again. To make a long fucking story short, basically, the whole rest of the day, turn the film off because I'm like, I can't, like, I can't risk getting hard again. It's like, that's what I was, like, literally.
No, literally.
So I was
it.
Like,
I get it.
Okay, never finished that film until, like, last year.
Mm-hmm.
I had to pee... Like, I basically, there was not a point where I didn't have to pee.
Oh.
It's like, I felt like I had to pee, like, the whole time. And then, like, I would, like, pee, and there'd be, like, a little bit, but it wouldn't be anything. But it was just, like, it just was, like, a pain in my urethra. I don't know how to explain it.
Damn.
Okay? But, like, being erect, like, made it, like, worse. Okay? So, eventually, I just go to the doctor. And there I felt the genuine worst pain I've ever felt in my life, which was this poor woman, putting a swabbing, sounding me at the doctor's office.
How deep?
Who could ever be sure? Because I felt, I'm not kidding, that was the worst pain I ever felt.
Really?
It hurt so fucking bad. And I'm like a level-headed person. And I'm
with like a Q-tip thing? Full,
and like, it was not a normal Q-tip. It was, I mean, it was like a long Q-tip, whatever.
Right.
But those are kind of thicker than like a normal Q-tip. Genuinely, like, that's why it's crazy. Because like the actual like thin part of the toothpick, I mean, whatever, what is it called?
Q-tip.
She was sticking barbs. Like, the thin part of the Q-tip is like not that, it's thin, yeah. It's not that big, but the end of it is big.
Yeah.
So you can just imagine. Okay, so
because sounding rods are typically like metal, and I generally think, I don't have a lot of experience in this field.
Sure.
I generally think uniform in thickness and shape.
Yes, exactly.
And metal.
And the
slick metal.
Yeah. And the Q-tip is like, you know, has an oblong.
Yeah.
Designed to it. So the thing is, like, and like, nary a lubricant,
no.
I can imagine. Because
no.
I'm just. Because
they got to get the sample.
Yeah. Because, and the thing is, this queen knew that this was going to hurt because she did not tell me that that's what was happening. She said, okay, so take your pants down and I'm going to take a sample. That's all she said.
That's all she said.
That's all she said. So I got
fierce,
floppy out, and I'm just innocent. Like, the 3 seconds of innocence I knew before that moment. Genuinely, was I sexually assaulted?
No.
Okay.
You were actually spared because the dread of the pain.
I don't know.
Before
don't know.
It happened.
Because this is, let me.
Because you were going to get the pain either way.
I guess.
So you could have felt dread before, or you could have had blissful innocence, and she gave you that. So be thankful.
She did give me that, but I don't know if it's right for me.
Well, it's also what you deserve, because this is what gay people deserve for having sex.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I think there was like a homophobic attack. I think she could have just done a urinalysis. I think she was She literally sounds me. And what I was saying was, like, I'm, like, a level-headed person, and I'm, like, not... I don't cause a scene in public frequently.
Right.
Or ever. She was, you know, like, sort of down on her knees. Kind of in front of me. I grabbed her shoulder with my hand.
Right.
And I literally had to, like... I literally, like, said out loud, like, oh! Like, I had to... I just, like, that's all I could say. Like,
God.
I literally, like, oh! Because, like... Normally, like, whatever, like, I've had, like, procedures where, like, it hurts and whatever, and you just, like, you just don't say anything or just whatever.
Yeah,
you
just
suffer.
Yeah, you just suffer in silence.
But I, like, had to, like,
There was an exclamation. Because I literally was like, hello? And like, whatever, she finished it. And then why does she get up and she looks at me and she goes, yeah, some people say that hurts.
Period. Damn.
To which I said, so here's what I need you to do. Go to your local Olive Garden. To which there is likely a decorative rockscape outside.
It always comes back to the decorative rocks.
And I need you to pick up a decorative rock
and
choke on it to death. Because,
and while you're there, fetch me a breadstick to shove up in there. Now that there's so much fucking room gaping, after what you've
That I've reached the now secret gape,
front gaping.
And the thing is, I never felt so fish.
Hello.
Now, I'm kidding.
No, I literally would have been like, can you invert it while you're down there doing fucking
the actual sex change that I got.
Since it feels like you're ripping it in twain from the middle anyway.
No, genuinely, I think she transgenderized me in that moment. So
that is
so fierce. That was like truly the worst pain I ever felt. And then not even, this is genuinely why I think like she was punishing me. Like she was God's hand at that moment, was because I still had to do a urinalysis. And she goes, yeah, so the pee was clear. I mean, not clear, the opposite. The pee was cloudy.
Oh.
So I'm going to go ahead and say that it's probably chlamydia, but we're going to, you know, test everything.
Uh-huh.
And I remember leaving there and being like, you did this for what? For what? Because I could have told you that the pee was cloudy. I could have told you that. And then, of course, whatever, like 2 days later, she calls me, or they call me, and they're like.
No, she personally was like, remember me, bitch.
She was like, yeah. And.
Because at that point, you had a connection.
No, I mean, that was the most intimate I've ever been with anyone.
Hello.
I mean, no one's ever touched that part of my body before, and never has. So.
That was fierce.
So, So yeah, whatever I had to take antibiotics, it was fine. But then, years later, I start kind of having the same experience. To which this situation I called my cock and ball torture. Because I started feeling the same sort of way where like I had like incessantly had to pee.
I think I remember this. Period.
You have to have, because it was a long haul.
Because there's a certain detail from it that I cherished and that you've told me you wish you had never told me.
Oh, I can't wait to hear, because nothing's coming to mind.
I do think of it.
Okay,
often.
So basically, yeah, later, I'm just going to wrap this up. But later, like a few years later, I kind of was having the same symptoms. And it wasn't, but it was like my testicles that kind of were like hurting. And so whatever, I like went to the doctor and... I go to the doctor and I tell her everything. And I said, I did like have the clap like once. So I don't know if it's like come back. Like, I don't know if like it can be in remission or whatever. Cause I thought it was like not like that. And she was like, no, but you know, we'll still test you for it. And I went, I'm gonna stop you right there.
Oh my God.
And I literally said this. I said, I'm gonna stop you right there. I said, what we're not gonna do is swab my urethra.
No.
And she went, oh, that is so funny you say that, because I just had to do that to someone else like 2 patients ago.
Uh-huh.
And he was screaming. And I went, yeah, it was the worst pain I ever felt. And she said, yeah, we don't have to do that. And I said, we sure don't.
Period.
And so she's like, yeah, don't worry. Don't worry. And I was like,
why do I want to have it done to me?
Okay, well, do you have a Q-tip?
Should we do it live?
Can we? It'll be. Yeah.
No, I want to know the pain.
I can't.
Well, I don't want to know the pain, but I want to know the feeling.
I mean, because like, you know, like people say like passing a kidney stone is like one of the worst pains ever, right?
Yeah.
It's like that. It's just like a hole that is like so small that is like being gaped. It like fucking hurts.
I literally want to know the feeling, knowing that.
Okay, well, we don't need to develop a fetish.
No, I'm not developing a fetish. I want to know. I want to experience it knowing full well that I'll be like, why did I ever wish for this? I'm the stupidest person ever. I don't want this anymore.
Yeah. That's
But I'm curious about the
feeling.
This
exact
as a human.
Yeah, this exact situation is how that is what that 100X song is about, like stupidest girl in the world or something. Yeah. Anyway, I had to get an ultrasound on my nuts.
And that's what I cherish.
Oh, that?
I literally thought about it yesterday, and I'm not joking.
Wait, what about it?
I just picture it.
Oh.
Did they, like, put jelly on your balls?
They sure did.
That's what I picture.
Period.
I'm sorry to think about you naked without your consent.
Yeah,
but,
honestly.
Okay. But I do think about
naked.
Well, not naked, but you know, like I picture.
She took pictures before. It was weird. I don't know.
I literally picture the fucking as if. But in my like thinking about it, it's the same as if they're looking for a baby in there.
They were.
I'm imagining you looking at the screen like looking for your baby.
And she goes, and I go, oh my god, is it a boy or a girl? And she said, that's what I was gonna ask.
Yeah.
When you got on the table. Okay, so, well, let me paint you the picture of that. I'm laying on the table. I had to basically, okay, I had my pants completely off, and they basically gave me this, like, robe to put over. And so I had to, like, hike the robe up. And then basically she gave me a towel that she, like, put both under them. And then, like, wrapped over my dick so that only the balls were visible.
For modesty
for
accuracy?
It was for modesty.
They're doctors. Who cares?
It was pretty, like, invasive.
Yeah, but, I mean, if you're a doctor, it's like, if your balls are out already, then it's like, oh, but hide the penis. Like, let's just let it all hang out, to quote Lux Noir London.
I don't know. I mean, maybe if it was like a hot, like, Middle Eastern doctor, okay. I would have felt that way.
Okay.
But
okay,
I don't know. It was very clinical. It was like kind of, yeah. Whatever. They're just like, oh, there's kind of some calcium deposits. Basically, after all that, I'm not kidding. The only thing that resolved from that situation was like multiple doctor visits, ultrasound, urinalyses, everything. Basically what happened was like literally drink water. Yeah. I'm not kidding. And I went, okay. And I did. And I guess it kind of fixed it. So.
Right.
So if y'all are big, stay hydrated or whatever. No, I don't know. It was.
No, but that is fucked up because. My God. The medical field. I'm engaging in healthcare this year, so
right for the first time.
Might as well, if we round down, right. We might as well say it's right. The first time.
Which,
and I was gonna start my dental journey too, but then there was all that mess, and so I said, "Well, I'm glad I waited on that."
Well, we pick up that burden for you. So,
Frey, what's the worst pain you ever felt in your life?
About 5 minutes ago.
Me hearing that story.
I'm mentally still stuck in listening to that story. Mm-hmm. And I know we don't have a soundboard, but please edit in Davis and Digimon the movie crying against the tree saying it was the saddest story he's ever heard.
Literally.
Yeah, pull that one out.
Worst pain I've ever felt. Off the top of my head, at least like candidates, would be honestly that literal second of pain anytime I've gotten a piercing where they're doing the actual piercing. That's bad. I don't think I've ever had any like notable extraordinary genital pain, you know, like has my
okay we can't all be fucking perfect.
What privilege.
Like obviously my genital has hurt, but not like that.
And which genital is that? We want to know.
I'll never tell.
I guess, like, a time or two of, like, attempting to bottom and being like, oh, this isn't happening right now. Quite hurt a couple times.
Girl.
Have never been able to relate.
First of all, it's hungry, hungry hippos.
You could back a semi into that bitch. And there'd be room for a Mini Cooper.
Mini Cooper would be there.
Ew. Nar, nar.
No.
I guess if we're talking about horrible L's that involve our bodies in lewd ways.
Okay.
Well, I want to know about the worst. I want to focus on pain.
Okay.
Oh, you want to talk about pain?
I want to talk about pain as you are finishing up the pain saga Color. In Naruto.
No, I'm not. No, I am done with it. Okay, go on.
I'm just struggling to think. It's like...
Have you ever broken a bone?
I don't think so.
Because I haven't. Have you?
Yeah, I broke my foot.
Oh, well, everyone breaks their foot.
Well, I can see two people right now that haven't, so...
I feel like any time I've ever stubbed my toe was pretty bad.
Wait, so there was no discharge?
Oh, there was discharge.
That's what I want to hear about.
Was it red?
No, it wasn't red. That's normal for
me.
Was
it green?
No, it was like milky white. It was, yeah. Because actually, now I recall that before she sounded me, when I pulled my pants down and she went down there to look at it, she went, so there is some discharge, and I hadn't previously noticed discharge.
Yeah.
And I like looked and I was like, oh, that's not good. So she was like, so I'm going to take a swab. So maybe that's like what prompted it. I don't know. Maybe she was just looking and then it got crazy. she said, bring me the toolbox. But yeah, I don't know. Okay, why? So you're having discharge situation or what?
Well, one of my worst pains is directly linked to discharge because remember how I've talked about how my big toenail literally used to be ingrown on both sides and I let it occur for too long.
Oh, that you had discharge from that? Or
baby
you currently are.
Oh no, this is years ago. Now it's just dead. Now I have a dead nail now.
Which I can't commend you on having no shame about. I think you should feel some shame.
Oh, I have not worn flip-flops since.
Yeah.
It's literally been, let's just round up and say 10 years since I've worn flip-flops.
You could wear one flip-flop.
You could put socks on.
Every time you come over, I'm wearing socks. Because
that's
even
not true,
though
I've seen.
Bex has seen things.
Yeah. It's like, at this point, you're my sister. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, yeah. No.
But otherwise,
I'm just
kidding.
You shouldn't feel shame.
No, but I do.
I mean, actually, you should, but...
That's the thing. I feel great shame about it in terms of never revealing it to anyone, but...
It's like a dead twin.
Yeah, but I also combat that by being fine talking about it, I guess, to combat the shame.
You know...
But it's not like I'm telling everyone about this.
Well, now you are.
Well, and now it's going, I mean, it's going into a void, kind of. So that's why, that's the thing. Podcasting feels less personal than direct conversation, even though it's going to more people. You know what
Actually,
I mean?
Actually, I have like the horrible, I mean, this is the second time I've ever recorded a podcast. And I have a horrible like nagging like visualization of like every single thing I'm saying being like written into stone.
Oh.
To a general public that like it doesn't exist.
Well, one day we'll stop paying the hosting fees wherever it ends up and then it'll be gone.
Yeah.
But the point is my toenail used to be ingrown on both sides, and not only did I just let it go for too long, but I kept trying to fix it myself, which did involve, speaking of Hellraiser, lifting and twisting of toenail material while it was embedded deep. And but the thing is, the worst pain wouldn't be when I was trying to fix it, because when I'm doing it to myself, it hurts less, you know what I mean? I don't agree with that. And so I would try to like rip it through whatever it was embedded in, and like, and the thing is, I kept thinking that I was like pulling and tearing it through whatever, because I would find an end to it and be like, oh, the whole nail is out now. And it wasn't until the nail was extracted later that I found that what seemed to be the end was merely the tree stump, and the roots had grown
deep.
It's
literally in SpongeBob when she's like, so this is the tongue.
Literally.
The whole thing is the worm. Yeah.
The doctor who extracted my toenail, who literally, when I...
The literal nurse practitioner.
The literal, I don't even know what kind of certification he actually had. The fucking building has since been sold and he's not even there anymore. Right. But I did, when I did like take off my sock, he did go like, oh, like,
oh my God.
He was shocked by the sight of what the state of my toe, because it was like, it was giving meat curtains. To take it back to genitals,
what is wrong with you?
The layers of scarred and ruined flesh on each side of that nail. And that's when I bring it to discharge. Because, of course, that shit was getting infected and there was all kinds of pus.
No one is going to listen to this. This is about the moment that it gets turned off.
The Queer and the Guillotine listeners who listen to us, who are like, oh, yeah, like, I used to love that
when podcast. You talked about Steven Universe.
No, literally talking about, like, BL and, like, here's a wholesome BL comic you can read to be gay and enjoy. This is
We're getting into body horror episode one.
But the worst pain I ever felt was not when I was quote-unquote fixing it myself, but when I was working at Starbucks and there were the fridges are like under the counter at Starbucks where like the milk goes, and my coworker was trying to get some milk, so he opened the door in a both like normal way but also very fast way, and that door impacted perfectly bullseye my shoe right where that fucked up toe was. And when I tell you, the impact of pressing the flesh of my toe into those deep sharp roots on both sides actually brought me to my knees.
Did you cry?
I bet that like I produced tears, but I am really good at, if there's other people around, I guess, I should say I haven't felt quite the true extent of pain that would actually bring me to like in front. Because normally, like that time that I fell out of my chair at work recently, I'm.
Okay, this is fully the L episode.
If there's an audience.
I'm sorry, but that was the funniest thing that ever happened.
Funny. It's really still funny. But if there is an audience, I am able to immediately pivot to like.
Laughing it off. Yeah.
Like.
I think you should. Yeah, I think you should embrace pain. I think.
Yeah.
I think. Next time you experience pain in public,
I should be.
I
honest.
Think you should make it everyone's problem.
Yeah.
I think you should start crying and make a scene. Like, I feel like that would trigger my like response to like do the Midsummer.
You would join me. Oh, I would.
So
love
I wonder.
That,
I wonder if like that's, you know, what we as a society need to evolve into. But,
Yeah, I basically experienced the feeling of someone literally stabbing me, but from the inside out. I felt the feeling of something trying to stab its way out of my body, which was my toenail.
Okay. Well, how do you think women feel?
Right.
No, like when they have a baby in their stomach.
Yeah, mine was worse. Oh wait.
Yeah, no, and that was my point.
Mm-hmm. Because the baby is just kicking. It's not, they don't have blades on their feet.
Some do.
And he showed me the nail when he got it out, and I should have kept it. I should have asked if I could keep it. Because it was
the biohazard.
It was a spectacle.
He sent it to the fucking World Fair.
It was biological art.
It was biological warfare.
Yeah.
Okay. So.
He said, you walked around on this for a year? Because I said it had only been a year. It was more.
That's crazy.
Courage, and now cowardly dog, toe monster looking bitch.
Yeah. And ever since, because the whole nail was removed and then it grows back dead now. So.
Right.
My worst pain was either a piercing or a really bad headache.
That's tea, actually.
Okay, so then this is like obviously like,
and I'm not joking. Headaches make me really just want to die. I'd actually rather get the ingrown nail back than have a like moderate headache sometimes.
I kind of have a headache right now.
I'm sorry.
After listening to that.
I've just gone through such horrible, traumatic, emotional pain in my life that God did a reverse nerf and was like, I'm going to save you from going through too much physically because you literally could not handle it. Is now a good time to transition into something else? Does anyone have any more discharge they want to get in or get out?
I have had other discharges, but I won't. But then none of them have been genital, and I don't think that I've done enough damage.
Yeah, I think so.
But it does, because of how much experience I've had with that pussy nail situation, episode title.
Pussy nail situation. Yeah, so far. Best one so far.
That pussy nail ranch.
It did give me both, like... yeah. It did give me both, like, a indifference, or, like, it... What's it called when you get used to something and you tolerate it more, and, like, a...
Tolerance?
I guess. There's a different word for it. It's, like, how media does something to us when we watch a lot of...
Desensitized.
It has desensitized me, and, therefore, led me to feelings like, oh, I want to hear about your discharge, because I've had, you know...
You grew a morbid... solidarity.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
Well.
But anyway.
Disgusting. I'll just say that. I'll just use that adjective here. I'll just deploy that adjective in this literally. Moment. Okay, well, before we move on to anything else, I actually do have something I want to talk about. And it's in regards to health. So that's the segue. So I worked today at our job that we all share, to which you two did not attend. And we'll get to this later about if I do or do not have autism. But this is my main, like, signifier that I have to. Because the one thing that grinds my fucking gears more than anything in the world is, like, noises I don't like.
Oh, yeah.
I... am so ridiculously, like, autistic about that.
Mm-hmm.
Where I sit there baffled that other people are not, like, about to rip their fucking face off.
Yeah.
So one of the noises specifically that gets on my motherfucking nerves,
I think I know the one,
is fucking coughing. Okay. Why? Who the fuck is attacking the throat chakras of every single one of our fucking coworkers?
Yeah.
Because I swear to God, it was like fucking Arkham Asylum in there this morning. One person specifically, one of our coworkers specifically.
The one?
No. So there's three. There's three and then plus a fourth one. So that's three plus one, which is four.
Okay.
Well, there's one that has the eternal cough, okay, which I apparently refuse to be desensitized to, because every single time I hear it, it inspires the same exact rage. Whatever, this person said that they've gone to the doctor about it. I don't believe it.
No, wouldn't
let you leave the fucking... I think a doctor would hospitalize you.
Quarantine.
the experimental methods would be placed on... Yeah, like, something's not right.
No, they did what I used to do until now, which was went to the doctor, and the doctor was like, okay, well, you're probably going to have to visit someone else about this, or even just come back here a couple times, and they were like, oh, I'm not doing that.
Exactly.
And then so they tell people, yeah, they don't know.
Yep.
Because that's what I used to do.
So I get that, but I can't take it anymore.
No.
So, but whatever, that person was not there today. So I was spared that at least. Everyone else that works at that establishment, and I just want to go on a brief tangent here, a very brief tangent, and then I'll shut the fuck up for the rest of this damn episode.
I wish you would.
I know. I think I have a victim complex because why does everything that happens that has nothing to do with me feel like I'm being targeted? I feel like whenever something specifically with sounds, I feel like I'm being targeted on like a satellite level. I feel like every, like today specifically, I could not escape the noises. And it was like getting to the point where I was like calculating like Euclidean like functions, because like there was some sort of like they were informing some sort of algorithm like calendrically to like make it all come to this one point of time and like space to like directly fucking like sever my brain in half.
It was like the singularity was occurring.
Yeah.
And the basilisk was coming for
and
your ass.
I was like looking right at the basilisk. Like something was like, I felt like it was like on a mathematical level today. Because we don't talk about this enough. One of our other coworkers is, there's not a single goddamn day of this damn year that this bitch does not have some sort of fucking ailment going on. Okay. And it may be not. I know it may not be who you're thinking of, but this person is always sniffling or coughing or have some sort of
long COVID.
This is not the person who will. I was thinking of the person who literally will pick up a tissue, find someone to walk towards, and then thusly walk towards them while blowing their fucking elephant trunk into that tissue.
And trust the Duchess that person was also in the mix. Okay? So I was going to get to that.
Fucking begging for someone to be like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Literally,
so that
freak.
She can then monologue about how she's always been insecure about it, even though it's that can't be true, because you would think that you would find more discreet places to blow your fucking elephant trumpet if you're so insecure about it. But no, it's because that's always the plan. That's always the plan, is engagement. It's just like hate baiting on TikTok. It's just like, it's all about engagement.
Yeah,
baby.
She gets the clicks, whatever. No, this other person that I'm talking about. Why are you coughing so fiercely? Don't you have little kids and shit?
It's like not, what's going on? It's like it is like a concerning kind of cough too.
So that is disturbing me. Like disrupting me, I mean. So on top of that, and the person you just mentioned, who's just as always doing that and being annoying, someone else clearly is just sick and was, I'm not kidding, I'm sitting at the front of the store. This person literally is in the back. And I hear the most ravenous coughing of all fucking time.
Yarn
and do you know who I'm talking about because of what they were doing?
Do they literally have a majority own stake in the bathroom?
Absolutely. Abso-fucking-lutely.
Then I can imagine who it could be.
So I got to think that this person's on crack. I think this person's on drugs.
I think we've been talking about medical mysteries. That person, I want to see the receipts. I want to see the dossier at their general practitioner on all the things that seem to be going on that I still, to this day, attribute to waist training. I think when you shift the organs around like that,
it makes things go wrong.
Things happen. Have you been following who all these characters
are
in
this silence in?
I think I know who each one is.
Okay. Well, this other person is like clearly just sick, whatever. Well, that's what I was going to say. I need to do like whatever the like health equivalent of like transvestigating, like I need to like health investigate this person.
You need to hack medical records.
There's literally conditions and disorders, and apparently they're allergic to literally everything.
Everything.
Like, what is going on?
Yeah.
Like, your body is not right.
Very immunodeficient, probably.
Certainly. I mean...
Well, that specifically...
There's skin conditions as well. The fucking point is... I was like literally in Yarnum today and I can't fucking take it anymore. I'm surrounded by lepers. Like, I really just, like...
No, that's how it feels at that
like,
store,
it's
though.
So sick. I just felt, like, so... I was so irritated.
Literally, pre-pandemic, my sinuses would be infected all the time there. And then throughout the entire, like, mask-wearing all-day-every-day period, never got sick once, not even with a cold. Then we're in this, like... These uncertain times where I wasn't wearing a mask for a while, like a lot of people, back to my sinuses being infected all the fucking time. And then in the past like 2-3 weeks, I've started to wear a mask just at work, every day at work. Cleared up fine. Feel great.
It does wonders. It really does.
So, and besides the fact that like I was motivated because literally all of our coworkers are getting COVID again. The other main element was, bitch, I am sick of my sinuses being so inflamed and flared and pissed off.
Yeah.
Because of the damn, the dust vortex.
I know. We literally work in the asbestos mines. Here's my thing. Y'all gotta start working on cough suppression. Like something has to happen. Like drink some, because there's nothing more harrowing to me when someone is like, do you need a drink of water, to someone who's like coughing their fucking lungs out. And I'm like, I actually think they need to like get the fuck out of here. Yeah. I think they need to like go away. Like we're not at the point of like you need to be sucking on a, what is it called?
A lozenge. Yeah.
You need Campbell's chicken noodle soup and a humidifier.
Yeah. You need to be like fucking misting your throaty. Like something's going on. Like you're making it my problem. Okay.
No, I get it though. There have been too often a time when I'll hear like a young child, like a customer.
Don't even fucking get me started.
And obviously that's like nothing new. Like the kids are crying and screaming and coughing all the time. But there have been too many times where I'll hear that kind of cough from a child where I'm like, oh, tuberculosis is coming back.
The literal whooping cough.
Like they're bringing it back. It's Moulin Rouge. It's Yharnam.
It's
Arkham.
It's Pioneer Days.
Literally, yeah. Oregon Trail.
For sure.
And there's going to be a trail of organs down at the morgue when all of us fucking die of tuberculosis that came back. I don't know.
It just got to me today. I don't know. I was just like, this is why I can't be like there alone, because I just start thinking.
You need us to distract you.
Yeah, I need you to be telling me stupid things. Houdini. Oh my God, did I tell you guys that I downloaded Sniffies?
I have been meaning to.
Actually, it's not downloadable because it's not an app.
Oh, it's not.
Yeah,
even
you just gotta go in a browser.
Also, for the love of fucking God, please do not. Go
no, I would need to know what's the T. I need to know what's going on in my area.
No. You do not need to know what the T is with me. I don't want you to see me on there.
Did you actually post a picture of yourself on there?
I've been using it, but I haven't been using it. You know what I mean? I haven't done anything because I'm saving myself for marriage. But
okay, well, I'm gonna download it or create an account on it. The second I see you, I'll block you, because I just want to see what's going on.
The way that is so not true. The way that you will read my entire profile.
No, no, I'll block you. I'll block you.
And blackmail me.
Yeah.
No, no, whatever. I mean, you do not. Okay, well, let me tell you.
Should I also delete fucking like Grindr and Scruff and whatever?
I haven't been on Grindr for.
No, same. But there was a time where I had to block you on an app.
And kudos to you, mama. For saying
for
that.
Spilling.
No, I think I've done the same. I had to do that to
a certain other one of our coworkers. I bet you can guess
who.
Yeah,
I know. No, I've done it. I do it to so many people. But I'll tell you what's going on in your area. Nary a Blackpink, first of all. It's not as crazy as it seems. Yeah, it's not as crazy as it seems. But yeah, I haven't really even seen Hole on there. I'm not really seeing Hole. I'm seeing like
move.
Ass and dick, and like that's
we gotta move.
But there's like people who post their Facebook too.
And that's the thing is, I want to see, I thought the purpose of that site was no face pics, just genitalia and like depravity. But of course,
I mean, it's depraved because
our boring
like,
ass fucking area.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's depraved because because there's like a main chat, which is like so funny to me because it's like it's just like me having the megaphone and then the microphone and being like, I mean, not me, but it's like it's the equivalent of having the megaphone and the microphone in the town square and being like literally load
main
me
chat
up.
Like to everyone in the area.
Yes, it's
oh
iconic.
My god, it's like World of Warcraft.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. It's like
it's an MMO.
MMO, yeah, yeah. It's
maybe
really
I do well on there.
It's kind of funny, like. I think like anthropologically it's really interesting, but no, I mean honestly, and like the people have messaged me and stuff because like I'm just on there to just see what the tea is, kind of like maybe I'll use it, maybe, but these days I'm celibate.
Ugh.
I'm the queen of celibacy right now, but the people that have messaged me like have been very normal,
right.
And have just been like, hey, it's just like Grindr, and I'm just like, hey. And then, you know, whatever. But it's just a bit more, I guess, like, explicit. Where it's just like, okay, someone's messaging me, hey, but it's just like a dick pic. Like, that's like the profile.
Maybe that could be refreshing, honestly.
And I'm just like, yeah, I'm like, I mean, honestly, it's like 1,000 times more. Because, girl, I don't know if it's this area or whatever. But, oh my god. Grindr was not working for me. I was out.
It fucking sucks. It fucking sucks.
Yeah, I was out of there. So, yeah, I've been looking, but I love the global chat thing. I mean, it's not global, but the local chat thing. It's so funny because like literally fully just be like, oh, I see a lot of like Ford loads in, come over.
Period.
And I'm like, you know, what if I came over and put something else in? Like, what if I put the word of God?
Mm-hmm.
Or like at least the word of Kishimoto.
Spreading like, over the cheeks and just going, do you know the bookie boo? Do you know all he's done for you?
Like, what if I just... Because, like, I think it's so... I find the danger of it very funny.
Yeah.
I find it funny. Like, I love that I could go to some, like, cummed up event and just, like, be... Like, I could just do, like, something really stupid and funny. Like, I could show up as a clown or something. Yeah.